Okay, Simchat Tzadikei, Sif Gimel. Emetzian Masala Behema B'Yomtev. Can't have the animal take out a load on the animal on Yomtev. So the question over here is, what exactly is the Isser? That's the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So, if you have an Isser of Malach on Yom Tov, so whatever, we can then discuss an animal, the Isser that an animal has to do, if you talk about the concept called Shisus Behemtoi, basically parallel the Malachas of the Malachas, which are also for a person to do, you can't have an animal do either. So part of the problem over here is that a person's allowed to carry something on Yom Tov. So he's allowed to carry something on Yom Tov, so why would an animal be also to carry something? Mishavurzu Katan Yadalat. Lefidas ha'goli elbasim and reshma mbov sif gimel. They know the mitzvah al shisus behemta. The Isser of shisus, there are two different Isser when it comes to an animal. One is an Isser of mechamer, which means that mechamer is that a person is actively involved in the animal doing the malacha. He's prodding it, following it, etc. And the second Isser is that an animal doing a malacha, an animal owned by a Jew doing malacha on Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's called Shisus Behemta. So Shisus Behemta definitely applies to Shabbos.
Shisus means it's not being doing the malacha.
I'm sorry, what?
Shisus means it's not being doing the malacha on Shabbos.
I didn't hear all the words you said.
Shvisas means it's not being doing the malacha.
It's not being doing. I don't know what it's not being. Right? There's an isser for it to do malacha.
Yes.
You have an isser for person.
It's not being doing the malacha on Shabbos. It's the shvisa.
Right. So there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of shvisa, which means there's an isser for a person to have his animal doing a malacha.
Yes.
Right. There is a machloikas in Reshma and Bav, Sif Gimel. If there is a Shisus Behemta, applies to Yom Tov. There was the Isser of Mechamer applies to Yom Tov. Does the Isser of Shisus Behemta apply to Yom Tov or not? So according to the opinion that there's no Isser of Shisus Behemta in Yom Tov, the Isser over here has to be an Isser Rabbanan. Shlayasa Kederach Shu Oisib Becholim Behemta. That you can't do it in the way you do it in the weekdays, which during the weekdays you have an animal packing and doing it for him.
What pack?
Like a pack animal. So the animal carries the items. So Chazal said, we don't want you doing that. We don't want you doing that on Yom Tov. It should be different than the way you do in the weekday. And therefore, a field of Sarach Yom Tov, even though it's a Sarach Yom Tov, field of Shus Echad Mokal Mokam Namiyos. See, even if it's in one Rishus, it's going to be Aser. No, because you can't tell me the problem over here is because of caring, because caring is Mutar Yom Tov, if it's a Tzarech Yom Tov. So the Aser is this Aser of doing the way you do it in the weekday. So once that's true, it applies even in one Rishus. Fiz HaLoshan Ein Metzian is Lav Tavka. So according to this shot that we're saying right now, the Loshan of Ein Metzian, the animal can't, you can't have the animal taking out carrying something in Yom Tov is lav dafka. Well, Elbasim and Reish Mem, because the Isser isn't Motzian, Hutzah, the Isser isn't because of the Malach of Hutzah. This is because you're having an animal do in a weekday. Having the animal carry it is a weekday way of doing something, and Chazal ushered it. But once that's true, they ushered it even in one Rishus. So there's no Hutzah involved in it at all. Right? The Elbas of Reish Mem Vav Hivano Das Hachokim. Ladam Mitzvah Shvisas Behemta Biyamtiv Kamev Shabbos. We brought the opinion before that there is an Isser of Shvisas Behemta Yamtiv. So then we can learn over here when it says Emetzian, it's talking about a case where the animal is actually carrying it out. Would that be the Malacha? Lekolshkein Kishu Mechamer Acher Behemta. And for sure in a case where he's actively involved in having the animal do the malacha, which is mechamer, which he's encouraging the animal. So according to that opinion, this halacha of the Shulchan Aruch would be an issur d'oraisa. It's not an issur d'rabbanan because it looks like you're doing it in a weekday fashion. Rather, it's an issur d'oraisa. If she sits behemta, your animal can't be doing work on yomta. So now, he says, one second. What happened to the problem over here of that even if some of the sister of Shisa's Behemta, the court's not more chomer than a person doing this on Yom Tov. A person's allowed to carry on Yom Tov for Tzarech Yom Tov. So the Gra even, it says, and obviously the case of why you're doing this is because you have some need to do it. So there's a Tzarech Yom Tov involved. So by a person in such a case it would be mutter, so why would by the animal would it be usur? So the Shar Tzion in Sivkot and Chav Aleph said Alpha God the God Modem Atzai Mutter Lohitzi be Yom Tov Kishesh Mitzarech Kisas V'hocha Gam came B'vada Yesh Mitzarech Kisas. The Chor over here there's a Tzarech, so you're allowed to carry on Yom Tov. So how could the animal be usur? So Shimon quotes that the Gra and the Bira Gra says that the Enochanami comes that the animal is going to be more chomer than the person. The Torah was moderate for my needs. So now I'm not a carrier for other reasons also. You can't say that. The animal can't say the Torah is mater for my needs. So there's no inyan of mitoch, shuto l'tzorach, which is not mishalo l'tzorach by an animal. Okay. So Shinhei was the halachas of taking care of an animal, and what you're allowed to do with the animal, what the animal's allowed to wear. So there were certain things Chazal said that we don't look at that as a part of the tzarech of the animal. It's just like it's a burden on the animal. And certain things which are tzarech of the behemah are looked at what's called in the halacha the tachshit. Tachshit normally being translated as a piece of jewelry. But for those purposes over there, it doesn't necessarily mean it was anything which is fancy. It would some way help the animal function. So those are tzarech of the animal. Those you're allowed to wear out on Shabbos. Animals allowed to wear them when it goes out. But sometimes they're just to make the animal look fancy. As a matter of fact, it's actually usur on Shabbos. The animal doesn't have any need for the just looking beautiful, more you know, fancy or less fancy. You know, having bows in its hair because it doesn't get anything out of it. So for the animal tzarech, it's not about tzarech. It's a person because the person likes the animal looking nicer, etc. So that's not the answer. Has there something with the tzarech of the animal is considered batal and tofel to the animal, and it's not considered like he's carrying something. So whatever halachas you have, like Hilchos Shabbos, that you what's much of the animal to go wear, go out with, and what is also for the animal to go out with, but applied equally to Yom Tov.
Right.
That whole parak. So the same way that Shulah Gabi Shabbos is. Right. So according to this opinion that Shisa's Behemta applies to animals on Yom Tov, so they have all of those halachas from over there. Okay. Dalit. Muksa. So, I think we spoke about this one time, or we spoke about more than one time, we actually started with Hilvus Muksa. We started the Slimut. More interesting phrase, the Rishim and Lesley Muksa. Rishim doesn't hold a Muksa, but more says, but Rishim is Moida, Greg Dragos is Tzimukim, and Yudach Abidayim, so Rishim is Moida. Rishimon, the Morse says, Rishimon less lay mooks, Ryura is lay mooks, Rishimon less lay mooks, Rishimon doesn't hold a mooks. Morse says, but that doesn't hold a mooks, but he's moida by case of a bosses, he's moida by case of something which is a cliche, which is a mooks of machos, and sarin kiss. You know, there's certain things where Rishimon is moida to. So where is in the gad less lay mooks? So the main place in the gad less lay mooks is the guy with the lochos of Oitzer. The person has something which he's uses for not for achila purposes or usage purposes. The person has a in his basement has a store. So all of the items in the store really are designated to be used for his. You know, he wants to sell them and make money on them. He's not planning to use them personally. So that's the case of Muksa. Machmas Oitzer. A person was maxed not to use on in order to be able to because he had designated it in his mind aside for a different purpose. So in that case, Shimon says less than Muksa, which means in the middle of Shabbos you decide you want to use it. You didn't use it. Either in a Shabbos, you didn't plan to use it. Shimon less than Muksa. That's where less than Muksa applies. So similarly, so what's the loch of Bayamtif? So the Mechaber Muksa, I'll be Shemutter by Shabbos. Then we pass like Shimon by Shabbos that Muksa is Mutter. Those types of Muksa. So a person owned, they had a situation, I think, where they had one time.
What?
A person owned a tzitzis and talus store in their basement. It turned out that with Shabbos they needed a pair of tzitzis. So were they allowed to go downstairs to their store and take a pair of tzitzis for themselves? They own it. And the problem with gzeila, right? But it's muksa because he designated it for the purpose of selling to his customers, not to use personally. So it's muksa, machmas oitzer. So more says, we pass on less than muksa and it's mutter, so if he needs it, he can go take it. So Shimon, less than muksa. So the mechaber, but even sachmir, but beyamtiv v'asru, even though on Shabbos it's water, when it comes to yamtiv, chazal aser, which means in this, here's a scenario where yamtiv is more chomer than Shabbos. Now the reason why is because the Gemara says that since people take Shabbos more seriously because the malach is not mutter tzarchach on nefesh. There is no reason for Chazal to make a strong zera of muksa and even these types of cases of muksa. Whereas anyamtiv, which Chazal generally look at more leniently because achol nefesh is permitted anyamtiv. So Chazal were afraid that people would become very careless and not be careful. So Chazal specifically made muksa osur on yamtiv. This way, there'd be a reminder to counterbalance it. Don't forget that it's yamtiv. Okay, so that's what the mechaber says. Now, that's because the Mora says in one place, even when we pass the Kroshim and on Shabbos, Leslie Muksa, doesn't hold a Muksa. I explained before, Leslie Muksa means that, explained it once back when we learned Simon Shabbos, a long time ago, and one just now, that, what do you mean Shimon Leslie Muksa? We pass the Grim Shimon on Shabbos. Okay, so we don't have Muksa. So it's Sarin Kis, well, it's Muksa. It's Klishma the Lizard, it's Muksa. It's stones, Muksa. Wood is Muksa. What do you mean, Shimon less than Muksa? So the basic example where less than Muksa means applies to something which is called Muksa Machmas Oitzer. A person designated it for some future storage purpose and not for personal use. And now he wants to change his mind. So Shimon says, no problem, you're allowed to do it. So a person has an example, I remember I had the mice, a person had a tzitzis and talis store in their basement. And one time in Shabbos, they realized that they needed a talis. Well, they had a lot of gum stairs, take a talis from their collection of talisim, which they have there, to use. So is it muksa? The answer is no, according to Shimon, no, because that's muksa machmas oitzer. Shimon doesn't hold a muksa machmas oitzer. But in Yom Tov, we're being machmas, saying that muksa machmas oitzer would be us. We're being more machmas by Yom Tov than on Shabbos, in order to counterbalance that Shabbos, because there's so many other chumras in Shabbos and so many things the person has to be careful with, so we're not afraid of the need for this or muksa is less. Whereas in Yom Tov, we're his mutter, carrying his mutter, making a fire his mutter. Afraid he's going to forget that it's Yom Tov. So you need to remind him by creating an Isra of Muksa. So Muksa will be more chomer by Yom Tov than by Shabbos. That's the Shita of the Mechal. Then the Ramah came along and said, V'yesh Matirim, Muksa, feel of Yom Tov. Some say that Muksa and Yom Tov is mutter. There is a person. Like Rav Shimon, the war presents that Rav Shimon really argued by both cases. He holds Yom Tov to Muksa. Rav Yehuda said, Yom Shabbos is us.
This is Tessai.
We're in the Simtaf Sadi Hey Sittal. I didn't think of the Mishnah verse yet. Okay. I will know that also, that there are more, even though Muksa is, even according to this opinion, that Muksa is Mutter, and there are little also, I feel a bit Bishabbos. There's an Isser, even according to Shimon, it was less late Muksa. So now, what about the case of Noel? Something which was either not here or not in this state of being usable at the beginning of Shabbos. Later on, something happened to change and make a difference. That's called Noila. So there's an argument that even if Shimon, doesn't hold the muksa, might agree by Noila. The more to sense that as a possibility. So he's saying over here, even according to the opinion which says that muksa, less than muksa, and therefore muksa is mutter on Yom Tov, like just like on Shabbos, but neither is also by Shabbos and Yom Tov, according to this opinion. Yeah?
When you say otzer, does that mean that means for storage for business? Like
for business. For business. In other words, cases for business, right? The person would put storage for his own personal use, so then he's never decided to make it not usable. It would be problem muksa. So the Rambam writes, "Whole muksa chenu balechayim kigan urtzer shaperes ve'etzim sagi kasher mikanani noitol ve'nasar sheyirshu." So something, certain items are muksa intrinsically; it's an animal. So now, on you want to be able to use animal to shecht. It's very nice you want to shecht the mice of the chutz muksa. So he designates before Yom Tov, I'm planning to shecht this animal. You
certainly are allowed to shecht on Yom
Tov. Right.
Shabbos, you can't do Yom Shabbos.
Okay. So now he needs to designate before Yom Tov what he's planning to use. Which birds he's planning to shecht, or whatever, what animal, whatever he has, he's supposed to designate before Yom Tov. Now, what's the level of designation that you need? So he says, Kol muksa she'enu balecha, things which are not balecha, kigoyin oitzer shel peres ve'etzim, case of an oitzer. So he was planning originally to not use it on Shabbos, the Shabbos. So he made it muksa. Now he's changing his before Shabbos he changes his mind, he said, I need to use it for the Shabbos. So he had a long plan that was put away for a few years, and now he said, I need to use it for the Shabbos. So what does he need to do to make it muksa? So it's sufficient, sagi kishayomer mikana ninot. I'm taking from this section, this item over here. I do not need to make some type of a marking. As opposed to in the case of Balei Chayim, Chazal were more machmer, what you need to make a mutter. things which are not Balei Chayim, you have to say, I'm planning to use this something from this pile over here tomorrow. That's it. Then tomorrow, he can use it. Okay. Let's just finish off the law. There's no point. What the law can be yom to reach in the sheni b'shne yom and the tevash of goldis. This, now, you can't do malach one day yom to for the other. To talk about this halacha of muksa that we're saying that you designate it's that time to use this this pile, therefore shouldn't be muksa beginning of Yom Tov. In other words, we're going right now that there's a, even if you tell me there is an iser of muksa Yom Tov, muksa Nachman Soitzer. It's also a shenah talk. Even if there is a Isser of Muksa Machmas Hitzer, I can take care of it but before Yom Tov designating and saying I'm planning to use it. Okay, so now that's fine. What about a case where the person wants to do that on day one of Yom Tov for day two? If we look at each day separately, so he said, okay, he designated it now. He didn't designate it before Yom Tov. Now he wants to designate it at the beginning before the Yom Tov Sheni, but he needs to designate it on Yom Tov Rishon. He has to make that statement, I'm planning to use this item. So that's mutter. Mutter of the hachin mi yom to rishon l'sheni b'shem him term shagolius b'ayin liel b'simen shim shen yod kol dinim muks. So in shem term shagolius it's going to be mutter. Moshe Rabbeinu discuss what a case of there's a chalam moid which creeps in over there.
There's what? Chalam moid?
Sorry. It's mutter to the sheyam tem shel golius. Why is it mutter? Because one of those days is really chol. Nowadays we're machmer. We'll see. You know that chazal we're masakin that you need to keep to yom tem shel golius. But the logic behind it, they used to keep it originally, was because it was a suffix. So everyone chazal instituted that we keep maintaining the halachas of 2 days of yom tem. We deal with it as in certain ways as if it was a suffix. So, I come to this day, and it's now according to my calculation, it's the 14th of Nisan. Now, tonight, the 15th of Nisan is the first day of Pesach is here. Now, I keep all of a sudden Tezayin. Torah said the 15th of Nisan is a Yom Tov. So, I keep Tezayin Nisan as a Yom Tov. I don't keep Tezayin. Because maybe this really is Tezvav. Maybe I got my calculation wrong. Maybe really Mishvedesh was a day later. Other instead of having on 29 days, had 30 days. Maybe today was really what I thought was Yom Tov. The first day Yom Tov really was only the 14th, and tonight is really the 15th. So now I want to go on day number one and say I'm planning to use this. I want to use some of this for tomorrow. So should we also ask, well, what's the hachon? And the tzad that today is really not Yom Tov.
Right.
Really, there's only Yudal, and so I have no issue of preparing on Yudal and this one for the 15th of this. All my wants, and no. Maybe really this is yes, Yom Tov. Okay, so I'm preparing it on Yom Tov by saying I'm planning to use this for tomorrow, but tomorrow's only Cholam Moed. Cholam Moed doesn't need designation. No issue of Muksan, Cholam Moed for them. So I can't say I'm doing an issue of Hachana, preparing it, because it doesn't need to prepare. I'm doing nothing. It's a waste of time. So by saying on the first day of Yom Tov that these items over here I'm planning to use, and therefore they're no longer muksa, I can use it on the second day of Yom Tov, what I do wrong? Either today was Yom Tov and it wasn't Achana because tomorrow's a Yira Achana, or today was Erev Yom Tov and therefore it's Motor. So either way, I'm okay. So you ought to do this Achana process, designating it on the first day of Yom Tov for the second day. That's all about a case where there's no Shabbos involved. Mm-hmm. The case where one of those days of Shabbos
have to be the first day.
In case of the first day is Shabbos, so I can't say I have a Mimonah Shabbos. No longer have a Mimonah Shabbos. Case where it's 2 days of Yom Tov, and that's all it is. So really, either what the first day is Kodesh and the second day is not, or the first day is not Kodesh and the second day is. Because there was something they want, and I'm allowed to do. Like, what do I care? If day two was today was Kodesh, and tomorrow was Chol, so there's nothing here. I didn't do anything. And today was Chol, tomorrow was Kodesh, so it's Chol. Okay, but if the first day is Shabbos, I can't say, well, today is Chol, because it's Shabbos. Okay. Finally, I'm a Simon Shin Yod called the Nimux. There's a shear here at 8. Is that Mr. Rutesmal?
No, Rabbi Rosenbaum.
Moksa. Abisha Humot. Pirish. The Elsa Mission Yun inspired the Ish Kami, the name Moksa, Mine Moksa, Humotar Meshachus. There are types of cases of Moksa, which means the person has designated this to not be used, or a person is not using it. That's called Moksa set aside. Which is Mutter on Shabbos, which means that even at the beginning of Shabbos, it was not to be used. It can change on Shabbos and become Mutter to use. For example, my Muksa Ma'akos Sha'imiluskar, so that's the example which we gave, was the Muksa which is designated for business purposes. I want to change it and use it for personal purposes. Oh, Kesheikh Nisa La'utzer, Vein Daitol Istavim Menu Adlachasman. Or a person put it away for storage and plan no plan to use it for quite a long time. So that's a muksa. He's designated it not for non-use. Okay? Oh, muksa machos means that there was nothing wrong with the item except for the fact that the person found it repulsive. So now I decide they want to use it. I'm allowed to use it. Well, Kamagav, there's other examples of other also. Ah, but according to the Mechaber's opinion, Kol Zeh, he kilu davka b'Shabbos the chamir liyinsh. Chazal allowed these things on Shabbos because Shabbos by itself is a more chamir type of thing. V'chashira neko loy l'talto devar mokso yavo l'hakol b'shar isurei Shabbos. We're not going to say, well, if you're not allowed to carry mokso machos meis, so you're going to end up doing malacha. No, you're not. You know Shabbos is chamir. You're not going to malacha. Abba v'yantot the kilile, v'yantot the abbas, which people perceive as not being so significant. Shrei harba malach is mutarim loy, l'tzer chavon ever. There's many things that are permitted on yantot. So people look at yantot as much more kuladik. V'im nekol ebim muksa, so if we're going to allow muksa also, yavul hako gamma shari yisri yantot, we're going to, the person is going to say, that I get all the things on yantot. If we have also l'chachomim, l'tal tol ebim loch, l'chazal asur muksa, an yantot, as a way to impress upon people that there is Surah about. And he said that the Chazal Asher of the Talatul Ula Akhla. So there are two dinim in Muksa. So one dinim in Muksa, some of which the Muksa you cannot benefit from, you can't eat it. And that's could be that's even on a deraisa level or semi smacha level. Plus, it's Bechino to show your view. You have to, that which you're planning to eat on Yom Tov, if it means. Well, Shabbos has to be designated beforehand. So if I want to use something which is muksa to eat, I might have this either, because one opinion is that they said the rice, according to many, most opinions is not smachta. I mean, isser to eat it. One isser is consuming, benefiting from muksa. There's a separate isser called moving muksa. We always think of muksa in terms of moving muksa. At the act of the eat, then that. That the Prima Gonimus points out, that even if you tell me that Muksa is more chomer than in general than Stam and Issa Durbanam, because there's a pasuk which supports it, than a smachta, that's only on the Issa of eating it and using it. But the Issa of moving it, that's clearly a Durbanam. It's not based on a pasuk. So, according to this opinion, we ask that these things in Yom Tov, L'talto L'ochle, not only to eat it, but even to move it. Feast for us. Some examples of now where we're going to have some chumras halachah lemaisa based on this sheet. Behemoi medes lechalb. I have an animal which I've been using it as a milch cow. So I wasn't planning on shechting it. So it's been designated in my mind to use for milk. Now I decided I want to shecht it. It's not going to work. It's muksa. Here's a finish of this Mr. Baruch. Tanagolos, the Beit Sasser, the Tanagolos which you're keeping for laying eggs, or Shor Shalcharish, or an animal which you're using for plowing. Also, the Shaltim Yomtiv, you can't shech them, Achi Yochel, or some, the Kachmi, you must desate them before Yomtiv. Chokei Gavna, Sarah Hachanim Ben Yom, all these things we need a Hachanim Ben Yom. Vedar Rashum Muksum Achmas Nailud, Pshita the Osir, Ladasa Machari Ben Yomtiv. So something which the problem was Nailud became a new and different than it was beforehand, but also because the Machaber, that would be Osir and Yomtiv. That's the case of Muksum, which would be Osir. That's all that here.